The president of the Catholic Church's Aid and Development Confederation, Caritas Internationalis, has received an award in recognition of his work to help the victims of last year's earthquake in Peru. Honduran Cardinal Oscar Andrés Rodríguez Maradiaga was presented with the award by the Peruvian ambassador to the Holy See on Wednesday. The earthquake in August 2007 destroyed the coastal town of Pisco, leaving over 500 dead and 100,000 homeless. Cardinal Rodríguez told us more about the vital work of Caritas in the days and weeks following that disaster.
Well, it was a very sad experience because seeing so much suffering, especially of the poorest of the poor, for us is always painful. But as well, to see the amount of volunteer workers, I was really amazed when I arrived to the warehouse of Caritas and when I saw the amount of young men and women that were devoting their time just to help. Was really, really a beautiful experience. And then I saw a people that was suffering, but people with hope. And this is one of the characteristics of Latin America. Even in the worst circumstances, when you're suffering, you never lose hope. And I was delighted to help. And I am happy to dedicate this award to Caritas Internationalis.
Speaking about his own country, Honduras, Cardinal Rodríguez went on to compare the level of faith in Latin America with his experience of the church in wealthier first world countries.
Well, it's not easy to compare because every circumstances are different. But I would say when you have nothing to trust in and you trust only in God, it's easier for you to be near God. When you have other gods or goddesses, you have more difficulties. And that's the problem in some places where you have put another creator instead of God, in the place of God. And this is why sometimes faith is weakening. I would say that, like the Bible says, when you are poor, you trust only in your Lord.
At the same time, Cardinal Rodríguez told us that poverty represents one of the many challenges facing the church in Latin America today.
There are many. The first one of all is poverty, because regardless of the economic progress some nations are having, still the distribution and inequality is motivating growing poverty. And so this is our first challenge, how to help our people to come out of these situations of social injustice. Secondly, of course, how to strengthen your faith, because we are under a siege, I would say, of sects, fundamentally sects, that are offering a very easy way to serve God, and many times they are being transformed in local businesses for some local pastors. This is a big challenge for us. How can we strengthen the faith of our people that they can persevere in their faith?
We asked Cardinal Rodríguez what else he thinks the church can do to try and bridge the growing gap between rich and poor and to achieve the UN's Millennium Development Goals.
Well, we are trying to dialogue with the authorities of the world. For instance, last week there was a summit in Peru where all the leaders of the European Union and the presidents of Latin American and Caribbean countries were together. And we, as Caritas with CELAM, the Bishops' Council of Latin America, and the local pastors, delivered a letter to the Prime Minister of Germany, Mrs. Angela Merkel, and to the President of the European Parliament, focusing these items that it was necessary to try to arrive to the Millennium Goals. And for this, is necessary to destine more money for development.
Finally, we asked Cardinal Rodriguez whether he believed the Church is out of touch with ordinary people searching for God in contemporary society.
Well, I don't know what kind of objection is this, because the persons who say that is they don't know the Church, or what do they think about the Church? The Church is not only the hierarchy, the Church is every baptized, and so we are not out of the world, but in the world. Many times the problem is that the pastoral methods are not adequate for the times of today. And so that is why in the Bishops' Conference in Aparecida, there was a big appeal to pastoral conversion. It means to change. Instead of waiting in your churches or rectories people to come, you have to go out and to look for the people. And this is really a new evangelization and a new missionary impulse that is necessary in our today's church.
And my thanks there to Honduran Cardinal Oscar Andres Rodriguez Maradiaga, President of the Catholic Church's Global Aid and Development Confederation, Caritas Internationalis.